Good Sabbath. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning our guest is going to be Major Doug Rocky, retired from the military. He was involved with the efforts to clean up American vehicles after the first Gulf War, tanks and armored vehicles, personnel carriers that had been hit by our own ordnance as a matter of friendly fire. And of course, they were contaminated with depleted uranium. So how can you clean them up so we can use them again? And of course, they could clean them up so you could use them again. You could clean them up, but you couldn't use them because there'd still be too much radiation there. One of the great misconceptions of modern time is that depleted uranium doesn't have any uranium in it. Actually, it has, it's solid uranium, but the uranium-235 has been removed, and you have predominantly uranium-238. But it is still radioactive and will be for billions of years. And this is the great tragedy, is that we have a very effective ammunition. And, of course, the purpose of the military is to kill people and destroy things and to win battles and destroy opposition. And so when you have an effective weapon, why, you want to use it, even though it may contaminate your own soldiers, even though it may contaminate the area that you're fighting in. Depleted uranium is a terribly, terribly dangerous product because it gets into the human body and gradually just destroys it over a period of many years, continuing to emit low-dose radiation. So certainly Major Rocky has been contaminated with depleted uranium, as were so many of the men in his unit. How many people did you have in your unit over there, Doug?
Well, when the Department of Defense gave a briefing to President William Clinton back in 97-98 about the total number of people involved, both in the friendly fire and then the cleanup operations, and it was over 400.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just recently found out again in the last week that a lot more are sick and ill that were involved in the transportation, the movement of all the contaminated equipment off of the battlefield back to our collection sites and then from the battlefield over to the port for shipment back to the United States.
So they've really been covering this up. They don't want the public, they certainly don't want the military to know that they're poisoning them, do they?
Absolutely not. There's a great article, and I just literally got it off the internet this morning. Denny Williams, who was a senior journalist at the Hartford Courant in Hartford, Connecticut, wrote a new article on DU and everything, an update, and just literally came out. And this is on the Truth Out website and everything else. And again, he's talking about all the same stuff we've talked about, but what's even more fascinating in this, he's got some direct quotes from the Department of Defense. And in this, the Department of Defense is literally stating that they have no obligation or responsibility to clean up their own messes.
Well, no, I thought that they were actually cleaning up the contaminated soil there in Kuwait. And how many tons of soil did they collect there?
Well, it's over 6,700 tons. And Denny Williams quotes Mr. David Foster from the Army Department of the Army Public Affairs. It says, under those circumstances, the Army had no legal obligation to clean up the particulate matter at Camp Doha, end quote. So what we see is a continuation of the Department of Defense, the U.S. Army, and all of the U.S. Air Force, the Navy, everybody continuously using uranium munitions as they are right now as we speak, with complete total disregard for the health and safety of anybody, complete failure to provide the mandatory training to all the military personnel before they deploy, complete failure to provide them adequate respiratory and skin protection once they place them in the environment, that's a contaminated environment, and then a complete disregard for the long-term effects. I mean, we have to go back to the Los Alamos Memorandum that I was given in March of 1991. And we were ordered very clearly to lie in our reports to sustain the use of uranium munitions and avoid all liability. That has been the operative directive within the Department of Defense with uranium munitions forever and ever and ever.
But how can you order a man to lie?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, you know, that's what's happening throughout our military today and what's happened for years and years and years. You have the myth that has to be sustained. You have to keep everything in check. Anybody that does not want to, you know, go along with the lies and sustain the fallacies becomes persona non grata in a heartbeat, and obviously you're done away with as fast as possible. But what we have to understand, and we have to come back to the fundamental, the Department of Defense, the military, the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Coast Guard, Marines, the whole ones, the weapon systems they have, the hazardous materials they use involved in their operations, everything involved in this are released in the environment. The total environmental damage that they do is catastrophic. And they've completely and totally disregarded this for so long because they're above all accountability. I mean, it's ludicrous. And with the continued use of uranium munitions, and I mean, we have to get realistic. You know, the talks are in all plans now are obviously, you know, something that's combat actions in Iran. Okay? That's a given. They're talking about combat actions going into Pakistan, expanding that out, you know, obviously more in Afghanistan. Well, uranium munitions are a key element in all of these combat operations, and they are not going to give them up. They will not give them up because that was very, very clear in the Los Alamos Memorandum and all the other directives that have internal directives. They will not give them up, and they don't care. We placed ourselves above the law. Our nation, our military leaders have placed themselves above the law. And there is zero accountability. And as a consequence, we have hundreds of thousands from Operation Desert Storm that are sick and ill, and tens of thousands are dead. And within the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the acknowledgement, I had a very long conversation with Dr. Mark Brown, who's the Director of Environmental Services in the VA in Washington, D.C., a couple days ago. And we specifically discussed the uranium munitions contamination, the adverse health and environmental effects, and the fact that we've got, as of in March, and it's gone way up, we have 327,000 individuals who had served in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom that now have serious medical problems, and along with the PTSD. And
but does he recognize, as head of the VA, does he recognize of the danger and the damage that the depleted uranium has done, and the fact that it is not being addressed by the military, and that we're getting more and more people contaminated by it every single day?
Well, yeah, in our conversation, he did. Because, again, him and I, we've known each other for many, many years. But, again, what we have is we have the internal discussions, conversations, and documents, and then we have the public thing.
So
what I see is whenever I try to ensure optimal medical care for anybody or medical care is provided, it's a pass the buck. In other words, well, you've got to talk to this person. Well, I'm not responsible. Well, you got to get to this person. Maybe they can make a difference.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Russ. I'll tell you about, at least as of last November, how many of the veterans of the operation during Freedom have actually died.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at radiantclinicolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Major Doug Rocky. And Doug had, of course, given me some figures on the air. And, of course, they were just unbelievable. And so I asked him to help me track them down. They came from the Veterans Administration. They were talking about the survivors of the first Gulf War. 695,000 men and women were sent over there. And according to these statistics, which came from the VA, and they were the last ones I read were as of last November, we provide them to people that want to verify this, almost 80,000 of them were no longer living. Over 10% of them were no longer living. Have you ever updated those figures, Doug?
I understand that a new report has come out in the last few days, and again, when I talked to Dr. Mark Brown at the VA in Washington, he was going to send the report to me, but I haven't got it yet. So that was just, a day ago.
Well, when you get it, I sure love to see that, and you know how to get in touch with me. But we need to have this readily available for the people. I mean, how could 10% of a group of young, healthy people be dead, what we're talking now, about 17, 18 years later? That just doesn't happen that way. You couldn't write an insurance policy.
Well, let's look at what happened during Desert Storm, because we're seeing the same thing. In a report that I prepared for the United States Department of Defense, Department of Veteran Affairs, the Center for Disease Control, and the National Academy of Sciences in Congress some years ago, again, this is a team report, and again, I'm the assembler and author. What we do know happened during Operation Desert Storm, we definitely had all the chemical agent exposures, okay, and that exceeded a whole bunch of weapon systems. Now, we have to understand that the United States military and the United States provided Iraq with the chemical weapons prior to Operation Desert Storm. The United States Army deliberately provided those to Iraq. That's totally confirmed in congressional reports, very specifically the Riegel report prepared by poor Senator Riegel out of Michigan years ago, prepared by Jimmy Toot. Okay, so that's all there. So we had that. We had all of that exposures from the use of those during the war, plus when we consciously decided to blow everything up, that we knew what Iraq had and where they had it. And again, the confirmation that they had it and we decided to blow it up, you can go to General Schwarzkopf's autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero, go to page 390 and read all about it. And on that page in the story, Air Force General, okay, again, was coming down and saying, hey, we got a problem. We got to worry about the adverse health and environmental effects. Well, we were there right there yelling and screaming about it. Well, today, now we see all of those.
Well, why, knowing full well that if you blew up the chemical weapons, if it's going to affect our men, there was no way you could destroy them by blowing them up. They were getting the atmosphere. Why would they have done that? Were they stupid? Did they just want to destroy the evidence? We'd transferred the chemical weapons to Saddam, and so the American people would never know. Why would rational men do something that would endanger, hundreds of thousands of our troops?
Well, not only U.S. troops, but everybody in the whole region, and that's why the adverse health effects are devastating, not only U.S. coalition forces, but all the Iraqis and the Kuwaitis and Saudis and everybody in the whole region. The decision to blow them up, and you can go to the autobiography and read it, but the decision to blow it up in place was such that even though we would blow them up in place and distribute it and cause problems, that would be a conscious bit better than allowing them to throw all of the weapons directly into a, you know, U.S. military force or coalition force. So the decision was made, and Schwarzkopf was involved in it. General Chuck Horner from the Air Force was involved. Obviously, Dick Cheney was involved. So was Powell. So everybody knew. So, again, the whole thing we have to come down to when the lies, again, on starting Operation Iraqi Freedom about all the chemical weapons, they didn't exist, and everybody knew they were blown up and destroyed. So we had that problem. Then we had all the immunizations, and we're still seeing problems with the immunizations today. Okay, obviously, we don't have chemical weapons in Operation Iraqi Freedom, and during Freedom we did in Desert Storm. However, we have immunizations, and the anthrax vaccine has been a devastating problem. During Desert Storm, we knew that Iraq had anthrax. We want to repeat, we knew they had anthrax.
Oh, that's anthrax. You're giving it to them.
The United States Army gave it to them, absolutely. I mean, came from Fort Detrick, Maryland, where the same anthrax, you know, the anthrax stuff was, you know, released on the U.S. after 9/11. And again, that was an Army release, a deliberate Army release. We have to understand that. Talking to individuals, you know, again, with Bruce Ivins and talking to individuals and know him and work with him and understand how the place works. You can't get anything out of that lab because you have to go in, say, for example, you get ready to go in, you go into scrubs, then you go into a spacesuit, then you go into the lab, you come out, you're in a spacesuit, you got to go through decon, then you come out of the decon, then you go back into a prep area, and then you come on out. And one person, it's impossible to do it, completely impossible. And then you can't carry anything out in or out of it. So this is all ridiculous. So we do know that Iraq had anthrax given to them by the U.S. Army at Fort Detrick, Maryland. We have the shipping documents. And therefore, we had to give the vaccine. Well, they didn't have enough vaccine, so we know squalene was involved as the adjuvant, which is tests up the immune system. And that's confirmed in reports in the House of Representatives in what's called the Metcalf Report in the United States House of Representatives.
But that screening was experimental. It wasn't supposed to be used on our military.
That's correct. The vaccine was for cutaneous anthrax, like for people are handling hides from sheep and everything. So we had direct orders not to record doses, batch numbers, lot numbers, who got what, how many they got, when they got it, and what the adverse reactions were, and that's been going on to this day. Then we had all the radiological materials, okay, exposures. There's far more radiological materials than just uranium munitions, okay? Most U.S. equipment has radiological materials throughout, and they don't tell the military personnel that. The Iraqi equipment, Soviet equipment, is chock full of radioactive materials. And part of the captured equipment project for which I had the responsibility, and now, you know, there's a full manual on it, a lot of this equipment was really broken, you know, shot up, destroyed, and all these radioactive materials released all over. And so we had all those exposures. Then we had endemic diseases. It's kind of like going to summer camp or college the first time, going to school. You're going to get sick, right? So we have all these endemic diseases and horrible problems with that. All of the gastrointestinal effects, food and waterborne problems. And again, we're still seeing the same thing. Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, Dickie Cheney's company, isn't that great, was involved in food and water, and they've just literally left a mess, and so we've got all kinds of food and water contamination and from Desert Storm, you know, again, where we had the contractors to the current time. Hazardous materials were a nightmare. Tommy Franks had me go up and clean up the hazardous materials dump for 7th Corps. I guess it was probably April of 1991. And that's released all over. And so incredible exposure to hazardous materials that should not have happened. And that's happening to this day. And it still happens. It's a mess. Pesticides. Total misuse of pesticides during Desert Storm. Complete misuse of pesticides in Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. But even worse, what we do know has happened this time with the, you know, you've seen the data on the diagnostic codes for Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. The troops were issued flea collars, and they've been wearing flea collars, okay, prevent bug bites. Well, those pesticides are direct absorption in the body. Flea collars are not supposed to be worn by humans or children, troops, in like pets. Pets don't sweat, so you don't have any direct absorption. You know, dogs don't sweat. So so that there's no absorption through the skin. In contrast, with the humans, it's a direct absorption. So now we've got 100,000 neurological casualties from Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and huge numbers from Desert Storm. Biological agents, same thing. They were provided to Iraq by the United States and all the other stuff, and then the stuff we released, a nightmare. Bacillus globigi is one for which we had a problem and I treated casualties for. Oil well fires, which we don't have today, which were a nightmare back then. Incredible byproducts. Ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, acetylene, benzoamthrazine, biphenyl, chrysine, fluorethine, phenylanthrene, pyrene, cadmium, chromium, nickel, lead, vanadium, zinc, benzene, toluene. The byproducts in the oil well fires are the greatest toxic soup ever imaginable. So all of this stuff all happened. And then we had uranium munitions, obviously. So, and then all of the other kinds of stuff. So you had horrible exposures. Well, this time around, Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, we have hundreds of thousands of casualties already for which medical care is basically being delayed, denied, or totally ineffective. If you try to get a medical appointment, you have to wait months in the VA. I mean, that's happening to me personally right now. And when you get in, you're lucky if you get proper care. We've got a nightmare. This time around, we have immunizations causing adverse problems, especially the anthrax. We have hazardous materials. We have pesticides, food and waterborne illnesses, and uranium munitions scattered all over the place. And now we're at hundreds of thousands of casualties and tens of thousands dead. I think you saw the report, and it was all over again. It was the United States House of Representatives report from the House Oversight that 8,000 Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom veterans that came back, that were discharged by the military without proper medical care, died. I want to repeat, died while waiting to get VA medical care. So when they tell you the numbers are 4,000 or whatever it is, that's a total lie.
So they are dying, coming back now, you know, just like they did after the Desert Storm, and we're
Correct.
Not being told.
Correct.
Where are those figures available?
Go to www.va.gov.
Yep.
Okay. And what you can then get is type in the acronym G.
I'm sorry, what?
G. W-V-I. S in the search block in the upper right-hand corner, and that'll get you the compensation pension statistics stuff. Now, the other data...
One more time. VW, what is it?
G.
Yep.
W. V. I. S. And that stands for Gulf War Veterans Information System, the acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there's a new report that just was posted up there. I haven't got it yet. Now, the other thing, too, on the analysis of healthcare utilization, okay, for Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, I'm not sure if you can pull that up. I've tried to pull it up, you know, on the VA website, but it's not there. Now, again, it comes out of the Environmental Services Office. The report does. Mark Brown, he's supposed to be sending me the current one here in the next few days. I've asked him for it, and, you know, we did have the other ones. But what we do know on that report, and this is one that we've talked about over and over and over again, is that the adverse health effects are just staggering. Now, this report, the title of this report is called Analysis of VA Healthcare Utilization Among U.S. Global War on Terrorism Veterans, Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. Again, January 2008 is where I have all the statistics for, you know, all the ICD-9 diagnostic codes. And what we see there is right at 300,000 individuals, okay, with horrible, horrible medical problems. 11% have infectious and parasitic diseases. Right at 1% have confirmed cancer. 4% have benign neoplasms. 20% have endocrine metabolic problems. Blood, this is leukemias, we're looking at 2%. PTSD and all of this stuff, and traumatic brain injury, we're looking at 40%, and that's skyrocketing. Neurological, we're looking at 33%. Circulatory, again, this is dealing with the cardiac and blood and everything else, 16%. Respiratory, which is a nightmare. And there isn't a day that doesn't go by where either desert storm problems are having respiratory, or the ones that are coming back right now are coming back with respiratory. We're at 20%. Digestive, and this is a whole host of problems. We got all the explosive diarrheas. We got the food waterborne illnesses, but we're right at 31%. Genitourinary, we're at 10%. We get to the rashes, okay, which are horrible. I mean, painful, excruciating pain. And what they'll do is they'll open, and they'll bleed, and they'll weep, and then they'll heal at that site. And then you'll have another one that opens, you know, in proximity to it or any place over the body. And it's just horrible. In fact, I've got them open and bleeding right now. It's never stopped. Where it's right at 15%. Muscular skeletal system, it's at 46%.
I'm going to be back in just a moment here with Major Doug Rocky. Oh, we're killing our own soldiers. Are you concerned out there? I mean, this is what we're doing. We're a senseless war we've ever since been in. All because of the lie. Back in just a moment with...
Counted calories and you followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come up. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radiant Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free, the knowledge is priceless. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to radiantclinickolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Doug Rocky. And Doug, before we go on, do you have a website, or where can people get information, the sort of information you're talking about today?
Well, you know, it's really difficult. I do not have any specific website. Sonny Miller and Charlie Jinks, who formerly ran the Trap Rock Peace Center, still have a website. And again, you can go to try and get to that, the formal Trap Rock, and a lot of the stuff is posted. But you're not going to find it on any specific website. You're not going to find the stuff. stuff in any Department of Defense information website. You're not going to find the casualty numbers and all this stuff in the open media. They just don't want to report it. You're not going to find it very easily on the VA website. I mean, you can get to the Griffith Report in the VA, but again, they haven't been updated as they should be. A lot of these internal reports, you know, we can share them. They're shared around the Internet and everything else. Once people get to them, it's very difficult. You have to understand, the United States Department of Defense and the U.S. Army in the Central Command have a specific group called the CENTCOM Engagers. And this group is tasked to prevent the information from getting out and to counter any information that doesn't go along with what they want. So, I mean, it's very, very clear, very, very simple. For example, on the AP today, in a story today, they're talking about the United States, the GAO, and that's the Congressional Investigative Arm of Congress, released a report yesterday and dealing with the number and the cost for this war. Again, the AP Wire stories and the Army Times website from armytimes.com, the story is as many U.S. contractors as troops in Iraq. Well, what that means is we have the same number of U.S. mercenaries in Iraq as we do have military personnel. And the cost that we're paying out for our U.S. mercenaries, some of these mercenaries are in this story are going up, getting up to $1,200 a day. The mercenaries, our mercenaries, and they call them contractors. Huge numbers. You know, and we're looking at the report that came out. They're estimating the cost for the U.S. mercenaries in Iraq. And again, the AP Wire story that's on the AP as we speak at $85 billion.
So where's the money coming from? We don't.
Well, it's coming out of everything. I mean, all this money is being diverted from you know, education, medical care here in the United States, environmental cleanup. The money is being diverted for this. The contractors are raking it in. The mercenary, U.S. mercenaries are raking in the money, incredible amounts of money. And there's really nothing there to win or lose. I mean, Senator McCain, who's running for president of the United States, obviously keeps saying we've got to win. What is there to win? The Iraqi government has made it very clear all U.S. military personnel, foreign military personnel, must leave the country, completely leave the country, within the next 2 years. I mean, it's very clear. So when you know when
we don't intend to leave. I mean, they may want us to leave, but we've got the weapons, and we don't want to leave. That is not the official policy. So, I mean, certainly nothing. There's never going to be peace over there. So we do leave. That's the problem.
Well, see, you know,
John McCain talked about being there 100 years.
Correct, and that's what, you know, McCain had even made that comment earlier in the campaign. You know, we have to understand, we invaded sovereign nations without justification. We overthrew the governments. We contaminated the environments totally, the air, water, and soil. We continue to kill and murder. For example, on the AP today, there was a Green Beret being charged with taking a guy out in the desert, you know, shooting him and then just cutting them all up. It's on the AP today. But again, what will happen, all these atrocities, they'll take them into a military court. We've seen over and over again, and the bad guys are trying the bad guys, so you'll never see any accountability. We have to come back down to the fundamentals. By what right did we have to do this? By what right do we have to use uranium munitions all over the world, contaminate air, water, and soil, refuse to clean up the contamination as required by the Department of Defense written directives, refuse to provide medical care as required by Department of Defense written directives, which have the force of federal law, refuse to provide the training and the equipment to anybody that's going in there, and then just go on our merry way. Accountability is gone. Totally gone. Common sense is gone. And as a consequence, we have hundreds of thousands of casualties. One of the things that I see on a daily basis is until this affects you personally, in other words, you have a family member, a husband, a wife, a son, or a daughter that's affected. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to deal with reality. And then once they get affected, my phone rings off the hook, our team phones ring off the hook, we're stopped on the street. You know, it's just a daily basis. Because then all of a sudden the person realizes, oh my God, we sent our son or daughter to war, a husband or wife to war, they come back, now they've got serious medical problems. There is no effective medical care for all this stuff. Okay, all they can do is maintain an optimized remaining function and hope to stabilize it. And now what do we do? The VA doesn't have the ability or the desire to provide care. The Department of Defense doesn't have the ability or desire to provide medical care. And that extends not only beyond the U.S., but we have to go to the areas where we've gone into war or we've manufactured the stuff, say at Concord, Massachusetts, or Albany, New York, or we've used it all over the place like Vieques or over here in Jefferson Proving Ground, southeast Indianapolis. We have a medical disaster, an environmental disaster, and there's no accountability. There is no accountability. And nobody, and very few, are speaking up or yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs. Because they say, well, it doesn't affect me, it doesn't bother me. And until it does, then they start knocking our doors down, asking for help.
Well, men and women become accomplices to the evil they fail to oppose. And people are responsible for what's going on. And they have to be involved. And certainly simply talking about it, getting the information out on talk radio, getting letters to the editor. You know, and if they won't print them, make up an issue of the fact that they won't print them. People have to understand that we are all involved in this. And, of course, we're talking about, you know, a $3 trillion war. This is what Joseph Stiglitz is talking about. We don't have the money. Our whole economic system is going to collapse under the financial burden that is being intentionally created from within to destroy this nation. And, of course, sooner we are all involved, because when the financial situation here collapses, then who's going to look after the veterans? Who's going to look after, you know, the defense of our nation? And, of course, the great tragedy is the people in charge want to destroy America, because their loyalty is not to this country, but this internationalist dream. What can the average individual out there do, Doug?
Hold on a second.
Well, anyway, I think it's so vitally important that you understand that we have a very real problem with our veterans. Go ahead.
It's frustrating, okay? I mean, you know, in the last few weeks, as we've mentioned, you know, I've talked before already, I've found out more of my guys have become ill and they were dead and they never got the medical care, totally confirmed.
These were the men under your command then?
Yeah, they were involved in our command and everything else, and movement and transportation and care of everything, okay?
Do you have any idea how many of the, what percentage of the men that were under your command just trying to decontaminate the depleted uranium have died?
Too many. I mean, way too many. You know, I keep finding out more and more by the day. And again, one of the things you have to understand, the medical care wasn't done and the records weren't kept.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment with Major Doug Rock.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, of course, is Major Doug Rocky, and we're talking about the plight of the veterans coming back who neither can get compensation for the disability nor adequate health care. So pick up the story, Doug.
Well, yeah, what we're seeing, the other thing, too, is we're seeing today, and it's extremely important. You'll see on the news every day with a traumatic brain injury, okay? And this is a multiple function. The traumatic brain injury, and again, the same diagnosis, you know, I've got the diagnosis and trying to get medical care. What we have is obviously explosives going off that rattle the brain, okay, cause all kinds of internal damage to the brain and everything else. The other thing along with the explosions and getting rattled is the fact that we have all the toxic exposures. So we'll have what we'll call neurotoxicity. Okay, so we have toxic exposures that are affecting brain physiological function, much less all the rest of the body's function. And then, so we have those two factors. And so we have a real problem. And then we look at this as traumatic brain injury, two functions, toxic exposures and concussion, explosions, you know, all that stuff being rattled around. Then we have what we're calling PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, that's got multiple functions. One function, obviously, is getting in your pants scared. I mean, you have to understand, really scared and going up and down. Then the other function that we know, again, with the PTSD, and again, the same thing is showing up, is all the toxic exposures. Again, the physiological functions. When we look at the diagnostics, epidemiology for the medical problems that people have, they'll have PTSD, but then they'll have respiratory, cardiac, they'll have the rash, they'll have neurological problems, and we're going, wait a minute. There has to be a direct relationship, physiological relationship. And then the last part of the PTSD is the realization that all this stuff was lies, that it's all a myth, which has now been confirmed. I mean, the rationale for launching the war has completely been disproved. So we have all of that. So we have serious, serious medical problems.
Well, but and one Doug, things, is there any way that they can get the depleted uranium out of the body? Is there
no, there isn't. I mean, one of the things we did, one of the reasons when we first came up with this in the original medical orders we had, is we got three routes. We got actually a bunch of routes of entry into the body. We got inhalation, okay, which is what got me primarily. Absorption. Again, this is where it's absorbed through the skin. Again, mucous membranes and everything else. And the female is having a real problem because they're getting into their pants and everything. It's going up through the mucous membrane, and we're having incredible OBGYN medical problems. I mean, these young girls are coming back having to have hysterectomies and everything. And it's just all destroyed, totally confirmed. And so we have all of these horrible problems. And then we have, obviously, injection. This is through open wounds. You can either have shrapnel. Or the other thing, too, is when you go to war, you got cuts and abrasions and bruises and everything else. You got open wounds, and all the stuff gets into the body through that way. And then you have, obviously, ingestion. Now, the medical care and the radiobioassay to determine exposure is supposed to be required by the Department of Defense specific medical directives within 24 hours of exposure, not weeks, months, years later on as it's being done. Because what we do know happens, and it's been confirmed in all the research and everything else, you'll have a portion that's mobile in the urine, but a lot of it becomes sequestered in the body and is not mobile. In other words, it's in there causing problems forever, kidneys, the lungs, everything, and the lymph glands, everything else. The bone, it just stays there.
What about chelation? Will this get
Well, chelation therapy would only remove the mobile portion, the portion that's soluble in the blood and in the urine that could be removed. Other than that, it's not going to work. And chelation therapy, I mean, you're a physician, is extremely dangerous, must be done under a hospital, in a hospital under a physician's control. And so it's not there, it's not easy, and you're not going to get it out of the lungs because it's not soluble in the lungs. One of the things that we talked about with the medical researchers was lung lavage. In other words, put a water hose down the throat and flush out the lungs. And they literally talk about doing that with me, but, I mean, that's deliberate drowning to try and flush the lungs. Not a good idea. So, again, it comes back to it. We know all these adverse health effects. We know in the reports from the United States Department of Defense, the internal documents, cancer is well documented, have all of the eye problems, the medical problems, the blood problems, the leukemias. You have all the rashes. You have all the neurological effects. You have all the gastrointestinal effects. It comes down to the simple common sense. The United States Department of Defense, Great Britain, Canada, and Australia cannot continue to use uranium munitions, our radioactive dirty bombs, distribute that wherever we go to combat without cleaning up and doing medical care. But here within the United States, it's a devastating nightmare also. And Hawaii has just turned into a complete nightmare. The totally confirmed use in Hawaii, which is illegal. We got whole areas contaminated out there. Last week, they were literally talking about taking Girl Scouts into these areas, you know, for work. And we're going, wait a minute, you can't take children in these contaminated areas. The military can't go in them without specific equipment. And you want to take children into these areas? This is crazy. It's absolute craziness.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, and there are only a few of us who are sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy. So.
Yeah. But let's go back to the fundamentals. U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, and you can just, you know, type that at any search engine, and it'll come up, you know, from the, oh, from I think it's Grassroots Peace, Charlie Jinks' website. The Army Regulation very specifically states, quote, during peacetime or as soon as operational risk permits, the Corps, Joint Task Force, Division Commander's Radiation Safety Officer will identify, segregate, isolate, secure, and label all radiologically contaminated equipment and stuff. That's very clear. Very clear. You have to clean all the unexploded ordnance off of this stuff and everything else. Totally, totally clear. Okay, the other thing, too, is very clear. The unit team, individual responsible for the equipment, whether friendly or foreign equipment at the time of damage or contamination, is responsible for taking all action consistent with this regulation and the pamphlet 700-48 that outlined the procedures. So, again, very, very clear. We look at the regulation stated, and I have, this has the force of U.S. law, okay, and the regulation is signed by General Erich Shinseki, making it mandatory. Quote, all equipment to include captured or combat radiologically contaminated equipment will be surveyed, packaged, retrograded, and decontaminated and released in accordance with the technical bulletin 9-1300-278 and the pamphlet 700-48 and relevant guidance. I mean, it's incredible. Now, the problem we run into, you can't decon it, okay, and where are you going to take it back to? They've just brought, you know, 6,700 tons back to Idaho for burial, which is crazy.
Have they actually buried it yet?
Supposedly they're doing some. And again, it's hard to get this information because American Ecology Corporation, who's in charge of this in Boise, Idaho, they're in a lot of land.
Some people are saying they might try to burn this. Is that conceivable? Well, we're out of time. Anyway, God bless. We'll talk to you later, Doug. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here. I have to stand here at the American Student Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Major Rocky. Major Rocky, you're not still there, are we?
Yeah, sure am.
Oh, you sure are. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before I let you go?
Yeah, it's very clear. I mean, we need to have everybody working together to stop this nightmare. We must not continue to contaminate air, water, and soil, resulting in exposures with adverse health and environmental effects. And what we have to do is we have to force all of our leaders in our nation to quit all of their talks and discussions and studies and provide prompt and optimal medical care to all of the military personnel that have been affected and all of the civilians have been affected. We can't disregard our responsibility under God's earth. We can't disregard the health and environmental effects of our operations and continue to walk away and say, well, somebody else will clean it up later. There is no later.
And there's nobody else to do it. Is there any possibility they're going to incinerate this dirt they're bringing back, or they're just going to bury it somewhere in the ground?
Well, that's exactly what's happening there. I mean, Lawrence Livermore National Labs is trying to get a license to just blow it up and incinerate it out there, and that just puts it in the air. We have to come very back to the Army regulation, quote, radioactive material and waste will not be locally disposed of through burial, submersion, incineration, or destruction in place, or abandonment.
So what do you do with it? If you can't do it locally, why don't we dump it in the ocean?
Well, then you've got all the adverse health and environmental effects on the ocean. See, the whole thing comes down to it. You can't use it. See, that when I cleaned up the mess following Desert Storm, and then I was the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project, as I did this, it became totally clear. We have no way to clean it up. We have no way to dispose of it. Therefore, we can't use it. And that's where I parted ways in total contradiction with the Los Alamos Memorandum that ordered us to lie in our reports to sustain the use of uranium munitions. I had to personally make a choice. As the Army's former expert, as the expert that wrote all the regulations and guidance and training, it came down very clear.
Well,
we can't do it anymore.
I'm glad you was right. I'm going to let you go. God bless. We'll look forward to getting on one of our evening programs sometime real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thanks. And we need the help of everybody to stop the nonsense. You can't walk away. You can't look away. Because
Amen.
It will hurt you in the long run.
God bless, and thanks so much, Doug.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Doug Rocky. And if you'd like to really see him on video, we carry the video Beyond Treason, put up by Joyce Riley. It is one of the most gripping interviews I've ever seen. The whole DVD is so important. And if you get it right along with it, you get a free CD-ROM that has literally hundreds of pages of government documents. He's pointing out that what Dr. Rocky is saying is true. Doug has a PhD in this. He was in charge in the military. He had to retire from the military. He is ill, and most of the people in his unit are ill. And ladies and gentlemen, they know what's going on, and they don't care. Why? Because we have evil and wicked people working at the highest level of our government who want to destroy this nation. This is what it's really all about, but they can't tell the American people that. They can't tell them that certainly between a third and a half of the young men who come back from overseas who idealistically joined the military so they could fight for freedom. And, of course, we're losing our freedom here at home, and half of them are coming back ill. Let me suggest you get the DVD, Beyond Treason. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, and free of charge, you get the CD-ROM with that. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our four-tape set on depleted uranium, because we have the information. We want you to get it, and certainly we want you to help us get the information out to others. We're involved in a battle against organized evil. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for our ministry. We're obliged to this battle. Our position. protection. And so until Monday, when I'll be back with you again, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry, there's still time.